Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Good morning, you're listening to In The Moment with me, Andrew Herbert, here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. We're partway through an exploration of jazz music inspired and responding to social justice and civil rights movements, plus new tunes from London supergroup Solstice, a wonderful Brad Meldow reflective, and another visit to Nicholas Meyer's new album, Infinite. First though, last week we heard some tunes by Philip Glass in honour of his 80th birthday. There wasn't space for this one. Let's have a listen to a tune from the music which brought Glass to a worldwide audience. This is from Glassworks and it's called Opening. Thank you. A lovely tune there from Philip Glass called Opening. You're listening to In The Moment here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, playing the best of improvised music from the 1920s through to the present day. Last hour we listened to a tune from a new album by Walthamstow-based musicians Solstice. The album is called Alimentation. It's released on Two Rivers Records, and it features Brigitte Berahar voice, Tory Freestone saxophones, Jez Frank's guitar, John Turville piano, Dave Mannington bass and George Hart drums. And there's a homespun feel to the album in terms of the intimacy and gentleness of the delivery, but at the same time the tunes have a strong, infectious, melodic vibe. This one is called Ultimate Big Cheese.
feels really happy here.
Such a fantastic voice there from Brigitte Bérard, and a really well written tune, I feel, called Ultimate Big Cheese from Solstice's new album Alimentation on Two Rivers Records. You heard Brigitte Bérard voice, Tori Freestone saxophone, Jez Franks guitar, John Turville piano, Dave Mannington bass with George Hart drums. You're listening to In the Moment here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Still to come, a poignant tune from John Coltrane, another offering from Solstice, and a further delve into Nicholas Meyer's new album Infinity. Now, we heard last hour on In the Moment from Brad Meldow's album 10 Years Solo Live. It's a four-disc set culled from 19 solo recordings made during European solo tours. Meldow divided the material into four thematic subsets: Dark to Light, The Concert, Intermezzo and E minor / E major. As he explains in the liner notes for the album, although it totals around 300 minutes, the order of the songs is not arbitrary, and Meldow said that he's tried to tell a story from beginning to end in the way he's sequenced it. Let's have a listen to a tune then from Dark to Light, recorded September 17th, 2011 at the Leipzig Opera House. It's in fact an elaboration of a Radiohead song from their seventh album, In Rainbows, released 2008, and it's called Jigsaw Falling Into Place. Thank you. The unmistakable stylings there of pianist Brad Meldow and his version of the Radiohead song Jigsaw Falling Into Place from his album 10 Years Solo Live, released on Nonesuch Records. Last out on In The Moment, we heard several tunes written as social protests in line with Miles Davis's idea of jazz as social music. Rediscovering these roots for jazz feels important to me both socially right now and for the music of jazz itself. The civil rights movement in the 1950s and 60s in America was underpinned by theatre, song, film, television, and music. Let's have a listen now to an offering by John Coltrane. It's a response to an attack on the 15th of September 1963 by the Ku Klux Klan in Birmingham, Alabama, that killed four girls at the 16th Street Baptist Church. Murdered were Addie Mae Collins, Cynthia Wesley, Carol Robertson and Dennis McClare, all aged 11 to 14. The incident became a lightning rod for the civil rights movement, and it also inspired John Coltrane's elegiac tune, Alabama. Thank you. Powerful voice there of John Coltrane, tenor saxophone, together with McCoy Tyner, piano, Jimmy Garrison, bass, and the thermonuclear Elvin Jones on drums, and a tune called Alabama from the 1963 album Live at Birdland. And that was in respectful commemoration for the victims of the 16th Street Baptist Church bombing in 1963. We'll have another wonderful tune related to the civil rights movement and social justice at the end of this hour here on In the Moment. You are listening to In the Moment here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with me, Andrew Herbert, playing the best in improvised music from the 1920s through to the present day. Last week on In the Moment, we heard from the guitarist Nicholas Meyer, who draws from a love of Turkish Eastern and Middle Eastern music, flamenco, tango and more, all mixed with jazz, and he's a rising jazz star. In fact, his musical fluency extends far beyond that, and he's toured with the Jeff Beck Band on two world tours during recent years. His new album is called Infinity, and it features himself on guitars, Jimmy Haslett bass, Vinnie Colatore drums, Gregor Carley guitar, together with Richard Jones, Sally Joe and Lizzie Ball on the violin. This tune is called Yemen. That was Nicholas Meyer's tune Yemen from his new album Infinity. And you heard Meyer on guitar, Jimmy Hazlett bass, Vinnie Colaiuttori drums, Gregor Carley guitar, and Richard Jones, Sally Joe and Lizzie Ball violin. Well, we're almost at our last tune today on In the Moment, but we've got time just to squeeze in another offering from British jazz supergroup Solstice. Their new album's called Alimentation. It's released on Two Rivers Records, and it features Brigitte Berahar voice, Tori Freestone sax, Jez Franks guitar, John Turville piano, Dave Mannington bass, and George Hart drums. We've listened to several tunes from it today already. Let's have a listen to this. It's called Her Words Like Butterflies.
So softly spoken, an arrow spring in her hand. He watches sadly in quiet despair. She never seems to notice. He would gladly surrender to her moving lips. Her words flying through the air like butterflies landing on his neighbor's cheeks. He wonders who she secretly admires as he lets himself drown into her eyes. Hers never meet his, and for his penitence he remains unnoticed, drowning in silence. Thank you.
so softly spoken. And the bells hung in her head. He watches sadly in quiet despair.
That was Her Words Like Butterflies from Solstice and their new album Alimentation on Two Rivers Records. You heard the wonderful voice of Brigitte Berrehard, Tori Freestone saxophone, Jez Franks guitar, John Turville piano, Dave Mannington bass and George Hart drums. Well, that's almost it from In the Moment today. I do hope you've enjoyed the music and do have a good week until next time. Our final song today is a vocal instrumental suite on civil rights themes. We've been featuring some of the finest jazz compositions written in response to social justice and civil rights issues. This one is from Max Roach's album We Insist on Candid Records, released in 1960. We're going to hear a tune that was a response to the Sharpeville massacre in South Africa in that year, 1960. The tune's called Tears for Johannesburg, and one reviewer wrote, "It sums up, in a large sense, what players and singers of the album are trying to communicate. There's still an incredible and bloody cruelty against African Americans, as the Sharpeville massacres of South Africa demonstrate. There's still much to be won in America, but the musicians indicate there will be no stopping the grasp for freedom everywhere. Now what we have to do is employ our skill to tell the dramatic story of our people and what we've been through." Well, the album inspired Max Roach to broaden his scope as a composer and work with choreographers, filmmakers and off-Broadway playwrights on projects such as a stage version of the album We Insist. And the musicians involved were Max Roach drums, Abby Lincoln voice, Booker Little trumpet, Julian Priester trombone, Walter Benton tenor saxophone, James Schenck bass, Raymond Mantilla and Thomas Duval percussion. Here is Tears for Johannesburg.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.